The Bush administration has told United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan that it no longer considers itself bound by an international treaty setting up the first permanent war crimes tribunal. President Clinton had signed the treaty, but did not push for its ratification. Human rights groups are outraged by today's announcement, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The State Department's ambassador for war crimes issues, Pierre Prosper, was blunt as he explained today's message to the UN.
We are detaching ourselves from the process. We plan on playing no role in the process, and therefore I do not expect us to actually cooperate with the court.
That means, for instance, the United States can reject an extradition request from the International Court, which is being set up to prosecute individuals accused of genocide and war crimes. Prosper says the United States did try to shape the tribunal in earlier negotiations, but now believes the court to be flawed.
We aggressively engaged this process since 1995, tried to seek the changes that we felt were appropriate. Unfortunately, we were not able to do so. And the lasting impact of the process is that there is a mechanism out there that threatens our national security interests.
The Bush administration complains that U.S. officials or U.S. soldiers abroad could face politically motivated cases at the court. And they say the U.N. Security Council should have more control over what kind of cases are brought to the tribunal. Richard Dicker of Human Rights Watch dismisses those arguments.
What the United States had wanted and failed to get was a court that would operate like a faucet that the permanent members of the Security Council would turn on and off when it fit their purposes.
He argues there are plenty of safeguards for Americans and says the court will only prosecute genocide and war crime suspects when national courts are unable or unwilling to do so. Dicker says the Bush administration is coming down on the wrong side of history on this issue. But Ambassador Prosper and the Bush administration are advocating other approaches to international justice, saying they prefer ad hoc tribunals like the one set up for Rwanda and Yugoslavia. And Prosper says the U.S. will work hard to promote the rule of law in post-conflict states so that international tribunals won't be needed.
There cannot be a cookie-cutter approach to this problem, that each conflict is unique and has its own set of problems. It's most important to try to have as much domestic participation as possible.
Dicker of Human Rights Watch hopes that as the International Criminal Court comes into force, more U.S. officials will realize why a permanent tribunal is needed.
I hope over time this court will be able to demonstrate to the satisfaction of those in Washington who supported today's decision that indeed this is a court that's aimed at those like Saddam Hussein, Fode Senko of Sierra Leone, etc., who need to be brought to justice but cannot be brought before a court in their own countries.
Alyssa Massimino of the Lawyers Committee on Human Rights agrees, saying future administrations should take another look at the International Criminal Court.
I really believe that 10 years down the road, this court is going to be up and functioning and trying the world's worst human rights criminals, and the U.S. is going to be knocking on the door trying to get back in.
By divorcing itself from the treaty, she warns, the United States is losing an opportunity to influence who the prosecutors and judges will be. More than the requisite 60 countries have now ratified the Rome Statute setting up the International Criminal Court. So with or without the United States, the court's jurisdiction will begin July 1st, and it should be up and running by next year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.